the bed in the back, which is where the star goes. And then, you know, I'm on the fucking, you know, Das Boot side sleeping. You know what I mean? Like, I could die there. That's how fucking people die.
Yeah.
Right? And yet it still conjures up, you know what I mean? Like, he made a comment like how my side booth is so dirty, like a bitch.
No, I think I sleep in the bunks too. I just have like a second lounge in the back. I prefer sleep. The bunk is comfy. When it's driving, I'm like, it's hilarious. Bert Kreischer sent me a video of his tour bus in Europe, and it's like massive. And he's like, this is where all my peasants sleep. And here I am in the back in like a master king. And I'm like, why actually sleep among my friends?
That's why I like you. A king that sleeps with the peasants. Is that what you want? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I call them peasants.
And Bert Kreischer is what you're saying. A fake king.
I think Bird has changed. No, I
no. I mean, since that movie trailer, it's on ESPN all over the fucking place. He is changing, is he not? Let's start a war.
It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah,
the movie looks. I'm like, damn, this actually looks kind of fun.
Yeah, but you know what? It's so funny because he's, you know, you can tell when somebody's taking it to the next level.
Yeah,
and then you see the people on the internet trying to like.
You're talking about his alcoholism, right?
Yeah. It's really blowing up. But how long? Because I mentioned you to Bertolini and Bill Burr.
Bertolini.
What's his name?
Like Bertolina?
Whatever.
Bertolini.
I say Bertolini.
Yeah.
And they go, how long is he town for? Because he's been in town forever. You've been in town for how long, LA?
I got in yesterday.
Oh, they said you've been in town for 3 weeks.
No, I was here 2 weeks ago.
Oh, is that what it was?
Just staying.
Yeah, I don't know why they would complain. I don't know why they were so angry.
Who complained about it? Mike Bertolini?
They both did.
And who else?
Bill Burr?
I wouldn't trust what
Bill's mad
right
that
now.
I'm in town with that.
Well, I don't know if it was Bill. It was more Bertolini.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it. Yeah.
It was more Bertolini.
Right
more Bertolini.
Jesus Christ.
And then, so when do you go start touring?
I'm nonstop, but I'm going back out hard. We're doing a 12-day bus run where we start in like Portland, Maine, and then we drive down, and it's like, you know, we're hitting the South hard, where it's like Birmingham, Memphis, Nashville.
How many seats?
I mean, Memphis is not fucking moving. I'll tell you that much.
We just did it.
Yeah, how do you like it?
Where are you playing in Memphis?
I don't know. Where is it?
Minglewood.
No, that's not what we played. We played, I don't know what it was, where Elvis is, but
there's always a great story.
We don't play there. We don't play for Elvis. So,
no, I mean, there's like Elvis museum thing around. I don't know.
By the way, Elvis plays shitholes too.
That is true.
But I love when you go to these venues and they're like, Elvis fucked in that coat check right there. Like, cool.
Yeah,
right? Like, you know.
Oh, they showed us where he died in the bathroom.
Jeez.
I mean, Elvis died here in this bathroom.
I can't imagine a corner in Memphis he hasn't at least fucked or done drugs.
Mm. Yeah. But you know, so back in the day, though, it's like, you know, there was no internet, and he lives in Memphis. It's a beautiful city, great food. I'm not making fun of the place. I'm saying it's remote, right? So no wonder he's like doing drugs and riding ponies or whatever he's doing. I don't know if he's riding ponies. I just made that up.
Ponies. I missed that in the Tom Hanks movie.
Wait, isn't that what you did in Louisville?
Yeah, I rode a pony.
Are you
serious?
They
wouldn't give him
a regular horse. They gave me a pony.
You and a pony is the cutest thing I could.
Right?
Ever. I can't picture a cuter thing.
Yeah, I know.
But not with when everyone else you're with is on a regular horse.
Can I pitch something? Your OnlyFans is just you riding a pony all day in like different locations.
So much money,
like Putin.
Is that what he does? With
well, no, but Leah Putin he was not
on a pony. Putin on a pony, but no, he was like shirtless on a steed, and then our fucking president falls off a bike.
I know.
Not exactly the.
Yeah, but maybe a calendar where I'm on a pony.
Yeah, like little Shetland, or even the smaller ones. No, you can't ride the little.
Dude, I've been on regular horses, and I'm fine on it.
I know, we went horseback riding together.
Yeah, I'm like Genghis Khan on a horse, man.
You fell off of it.
I know, but still, he fell off, Genghis.
I think Genghis was taller than you.
Fuck Wait, you.
What's Genghis
How
height?
Do you know?
I don't know. Let's pull it up.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you're right.
Napoleon.
I think you're the last short Asian in
Napoleon.
Existence.
How tall were you? How tall are you, Bobby?
I'm 5'4".
He is right under 5'7", so he is taller than
Damn.
You.
Damn.
Okay, fine. Napoleon, though. I know he rode a horse. And if he is...
If he's taller than you, we have to call it a Bobby Lee complex.
Bobby.
What?
Damn.
Oh, wow. It's a Bobby Lee complex. Damn. But you know, he because he had the complex, he's lying.
I think you're the same height as Shakira.
Fuck you, baby. Fuck you. I don't even know who Shakira is, but fuck you, man.
Damn, I did not know George Washington was 6'2". That's pretty
Oh, really?
Shakira, 5'2".
5'2". There you go, dude.
Got her, dude.
All right, stop talking about my height, man.
Kim K. Kim K is the same height as you. Kim Kardashian.
That's fine. Bigger butt, though. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
Let me. I had a problem this morning, and I want to just get your guys' advice. Is that okay?
Sure.
I think I know about it.
What is it?
Oh, because the person you called to run the problem by then called me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's a rat then.
He's not a rat.
That guy's a rat, but I love him.
How's he a rat when you're about to announce to everybody what the problem was?
Oh, I mean, cut that, his name out. Okay, so Sam, check it out, okay?
Yes, yeah.
I'm shooting something. Today was my first day.
Sure.
Okay? So I don't know anybody. And, you know, I'm on makeup, right? And, you know, it's one of those trailers where makeup and hair isn't the same thing, you know? And the lady that's playing my girlfriend is in the makeup chair. I'm in the hair chair. And she's Chinese. And the lady doing her makeup is also Asian. Okay? She goes, and she has an accent. She goes, I'm from China. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't. Fine when you say, I can't say.
Yeah. You can't do an Asian accent?
I don't think I should, no.
I think you should try. It's called acting. Hey, it's like an acting exercise.
Take a risk.
Like a setup.
Right? Well, no, hey, San take Diego a risk. Also,
take a risk.
Three
man.
Asians telling you it's okay.
Yeah.
This is your one pass. Right.
Yeah, Sam. Wow. Do the Asian accent. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We force them to say the G
you
word.
Don't do this. Yeah.
He's getting carried away
the
there.
The voice, not the
it's too much power.
All right. So anyway, she goes, I'm from China. I go, I love China.
That's what you said right away.
Yeah, I said, I love China. And then I say, you know what China's known for? TikTok and COVID. And then I could feel the energy drift from the room.
Oh, bad joke.
No chuckle?
Not only a chuckle. It felt like I was getting canceled.
Wow.
So then my girlfriend doesn't say anything. The girl that's playing me, the Chinese lady, she just leaves.
Oh.
And she did a face.
Oh.
Wow.
And then her makeup artist, this taller Asian lady, goes, that was really rude. I go, what? I don't, because I didn't even know what I said. I feel like every other thing I say is like the weirdest thing they've ever heard.
You know, by the way, you didn't know. You just told us what you said.
You know, well, I didn't know what you... They were angry. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. All right. So,
You took a chance. I respect the chance.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know how sometimes you throw a ball and you miss? Or you swing?
Because that could work. That could work in some rooms.
No.
We all laughed.
It wasn't even a funny joke. It was just like, I didn't know why I said it was early in the morning. It was 6 in the morning. You know, you're... A comic at 6 in the morning, they're not their normal self. Anyway, she goes, that was rude. I go, why? She's like, I mean, it's like we're getting attacked.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of it. And how dare you say that? And we got in a fight almost.
Wow.
So then I had to
I'm glad she stood up for herself.
Oh, fuck it.
Wait, did you defend yourself or were you more like, oh, I got it?
No, I go, you know what? Because I've been in trouble, right, for my mouth.
Yeah.
So I go, you know, I'm going to play this differently. I go, you know what? I heard what you said. And you know what? I get you, man. I see it from your point of view. And you know what I mean? I shouldn't have said it. And I really apologize.
You're just telling everyone you didn't mean your apology. She's going to hear this.
No, I didn't mean it. Just because I was doing this?
Because you have a smirk in your face.
No, all right, let me do it again.
Comedians can't sincerely apologize. This is unacceptable.
It's an unacceptable thing, Sam. Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to her. She was sitting on set. And I was just leaning against the wall because she was doing something on her phone. And I was trying to, like, find the right window. And I, you know, COVID, sorry. And she said, you know what? It's fine. And then that was that. But
that'd be great if you gave her COVID and then and then made a TikTok about it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
I think it's just Korean Chinese beefing. I don't think it's an Asian thing. Like, I think you guys are just.
That beef is delicious, though.
Yeah. But if a white dude said it, you'd get in trouble, right?
I don't think they would like it out of my mouth. No.
No. You think they would complain?
My jokes are really well structured and thoughtful, so I don't have this problem, but I totally understand.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But
I don't think about it.
I admire your balls for just going for it.
But I wasn't even throwing it as like it's gonna hit. I just said it. I got, you know, what China's worth for, you know, TikTok and COVID. I just threw it out there. You know what I mean? And then once I said COVID, I could just feel the room change. It's a bad joke. I know.
No, it's not even a bad joke.
It's not even funny.
It's not a fun. Yeah.
It's not even funny. I know.
You were being silly. I think it's fucked up to get actually bothered by that.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
It's a little weird to make a stink of it.
They know that you're a comedian, right?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's why I love you so much, man. Yeah.
No.
Thank you. So I got an ally.
By the way, I like that an ally is now a guy who supports racist. Sam is an ally. I'm like, I do support ignorance and really dumb, batshit, stupid jokes. Yes, I am a...
All right, but you know, but as a comic,
yeah,
you'll always come to my side, and I really appreciate that.
Who gets actually offended?
Exactly. And also, it's like, we're doing a movie, it's showbiz.
Did you say, good morning, what's your name,
I didn't say like, hey, Chinese people created fucking COVID. I didn't open with that.
Yeah.
I said, good morning, nice to work with you and all that stuff. You know what I mean? What about you, Gilbert?
You know what?
Thank you.
If I was standing in that room,
yeah,
I'm probably laughing.
Yeah.
That's why you're my boy, dog.
But then I'm going to be like, hey, I think you're going to get fired from this job. You should say something.
Wow.
Be great if this is like a Disney kids movie you're on. Just like, you know who started COVID?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is a short, right? So there's no HR or anything. So you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, if it's a short, you're allowed to do that.
Well, if Bobby's in it, it's definitely a short.
Is that a fucking Napoleon fucking Vegas fucking callback? You fucking
fucker. I don't know.
Fuck it. Anyway, I also want to say this to you, Sam. You know, when I'm in New York, out of all the New York comics, you're the nicest to me.
Am I? Are the comics not nice to you?
They're not nice. They're not mean. It's just you have an energy of like, welcome to my home.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hang out or how are you? You know what I mean? Like that kind of vibe. Whereas like with all the other guys, they're nice, but it's like, they're not like welcome. You know, it's almost as if I'm like maybe in their turf, it feels like. You know
I mean, we like having you there, man. I love when I see you at the Cellar and stuff.
Yeah, but it'd be so nice. You and Rachel Feinstein.
One of my best friends.
She's the best.
It. Yeah. No, we're happy to see you always.
But you guys were so comforting. And, you know, it's like, I understand why you love it out there.
Really? Would you ever move to New York?
Never.
Why not?
Never. I'll tell you why. Because I've never you know, we're broken up, but I've never ever hooked up with a girl in New York.
Weren't you there for 3 days?
No, but I've been there so many times in my life.
Yeah, but a week at a time. You're not there long enough. Yeah, you gotta.
Oh, it takes a month if I get pussy in fucking New York?
I think so.
I mean, that's a way horrible thing. It takes a month to date anybody in New York.
There we go.
That was better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you,
Jesus.
What's the procedure here? How do you make it happen here?
I just feel like I can read them better in terms of like if they like me or not.
I have the opposite thing.
What?
Like I can't
tell.
Guys in LA for me are just like immediately like I can't, my body can't do it. But when I was in New York.
Well, you've had the best, you know what I'm saying?
But when I was in New York.
That was rude what you just did.
I love it.
I didn't like that.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we have that over with?
Did you slap his hand away?
No, lowered it.
It's worse than the slap. It's
worse.
Slow lower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn. So when you've had the... Cut that part out. When you've had the best... okay, good.
Wow.
Yeah, but opposite. I think New York's so fun. People, I feel like they're nicer there. I feel like everything is just...
You're a hot chick.
You're a catch, Bobby.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
I think you're a catch.
I don't know. I don't know, because I just went on tour... And, you know, Carlos, you know what I mean? He's getting a lot of play out there.
Carlos would want
and
you
I got
to believe
no,
that.
I got nothing.
I think Carlos would want to announce that and have you believe that. But I don't think you're trying as hard as Carlos.
No, I've seen him walk down to the lobby with a new girl every city.
But you've also announced that you're celibate.
Yeah.
But that's just my gameplay.
Well, that's
it's not working. I feel like
it's not working.
I don't fuck. Why won't women fuck me?
They only announced on a podcast that I'm celibate for a
year. I don't understand. No,
because I don't want people to think that I'm like sleeping around. So I say celibate.
Well, mission accomplished, Bobby. No, dude, stop saying you're celibate.
I'm open.
You're open. You're back in the market.
Well, can I tell you why?
You're adorable, dude.
Thank you.
You are. I think you're very cute, man.
Yeah. Sean O'Malley goes, I just want to cuddle him.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you're...
I'm cuddleable, but that's not... anyway... You know what? You'll see. I'm going to look like Jet Li in a year.
Let's go.
We're going to do
when
it, right?
When does it start?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sam, are you a fitness guy?
No, but I've been exercising a little bit. I drink enough that if I don't exercise, I will look like shit. So I have to do something.
You don't seem like you have any muscle.
Yeah, it's a problem.
No, but you can get them.
Yeah.
You can?
I could.
Yeah. You're just a thin guy. Do you not eat?
I eat a lot.
And Norman's thin.
Yeah. We just exercise a lot. I'll like do a lot of cardio because I just want the boost. I want the boost on the road.
Oh, so basketball. You run.
Do you just do this?
the robot?
I run, yeah. I'll do stuff like that. Or I'm not a huge weight. I do a little. I feel like I'm not. My body's been described as a Holocaust body. So I'm like, that's what they don't have that option on dating apps.
Yeah.
So I just go with athletic.
Yeah.
But no, I.
like no, when you look in the mirror naked, do you go, oh, Holocaust?
Sometimes.
So it's meek? Like you're weak?
I'm all right.
Yeah. You seem healthy to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You just told me I looked weak.
I know, but I mean, compared to like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
are we comparing ourselves to Joe Rogan right now?
I do. Look weak.
I do. You know what I mean?
What do you look when you look in the mirror? What do you tell yourself? What do you say?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been eating a lot of fat.
What kind? What?
Like Twinkies and stuff.
Okay.
Oh,
on the road. Okay. You know what I mean? Because we don't
Twinkies.
Well, you go to truck stops.
Sure.
When you're on a tour bus. And I'll go, oh, I'll eat a Twinkie.
They have healthy options at truck stops.
They do?
Nuts and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll get the Twinkie, you know? But, and then food-wise, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, Taco Bell. Mm. You know, and you just eat like shit. And then some cities, like went to Indianapolis and went to a great steakhouse.
Oh.
That was famous.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Which one?
It's the one they always talk about on Parks and Rec. I've been there once.
Yeah, but it was really good.
What's that one called again? Indianapolis downtown?
Yeah, it's really good if you're ever there. It's like old school. It's been there forever.
You're known for that horseradish, the shrimp.
Yeah, it was so good.
Fucking insane.
I love steakhouses.
Me too.
And then we went to one in, which New York, where do you go?
Strip House is my favorite.
Ooh.
Keens is pretty cool too.
In New York?
Yeah, they're like old school. Strip House is like red lighting. It looks like where they like shot a Cassavetes film. Like there's been some hit. Look at that shit. Come on.
That's the one in Indiana, right?
No, that's New York. That's Strip House.
Yeah. Oh, that's Strip House?
That's
that looks great.
So I love it. Yeah. Great steak.
What? Yeah, that looks great. And then look up the Indiana one, the famous one. Indiana famous steakhouse.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
I went there. Downtown Indiana, though, that ain't great.
Beautiful.
Huh?
No.
I remember I was checking at the hotel.
Elmo?
Yeah, Elmo.
That's it. It's Elmo.
Awesome. Awesome.
He wasn't there, but
dude, I'm going back to my hotel in downtown Indianapolis, and the whole block, they have so much crime. I'm going down, the block is shut down. I asked a cop, I'm like, I gotta get to my hotel. He's like, some kids were shooting around. I was like, shooting around? This ain't basketball, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's wow.
Like, a kid got shot.
Wow. You would think maybe Baltimore, but you know what I mean? Indianapolis?
Baltimore's shady too.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I was just there.
Really?
Yeah.
What, your club or theater?
It was like a rock club. It was called Soundstage.
Uh-huh.
It was cool.
Yeah.
But Baltimore is...
I know.
You know what happened to me there once? I was at a comedy club, Magoobie's Joke House. I'm not bragging. But I was at a comedy club there. And it's a fun club. It must have been like 2010 or 11. I was opening for Gary Goldman. And I remember the guy who owns the club, his dad had just died. So it was like horrible. His dad died. But we know... He's like walking around like moping. I'm like, this poor fucking guy. But then he's like, I'm gonna do the before show announcement. So he gets on the mic. It's a rowdy late show, and I just watch him go, everybody, please settle down. They're rowdy as hell. Settle down, please. Please quiet down. And then he goes, shut up. Shut the fuck up. He goes, I'm sorry. My dad died. Coming to the stage, Sam Burrell. I was like,
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Magoobie is, but But if I think it feels dangerous because of the show The Wire.
Yeah.
Ever since The Wire.
That show was based on something, though.
You're right. Yeah. But yeah, it's a fucking dangerous town. But I don't go out of my hotel. Do you go walk around?
I walked a little. And you know, one time I was there and I'm in a hotel that was like, I thought it was like fine, but apparently not. Cause
dude, why are your eyebrows so thick?
Why?
No,
they look great,
like,
man.
Incredible.
Yeah, oh, they're more incredible than the last
time. I was just watching the Jewish Matchmaker on Netflix, and one of the one of the girls on there, like, her number three thing she said to the matchmaker was, like, he's got to have incredible brows.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was thinking about it. I was like, Sam is it. I think you were her dream boy.
Oh, you got like Vulcan eyebrows.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane. It's almost like
some call him Vulcan, some say terrorist, whatever you think. I don't know.
No, they're not terrorists because they don't. Do you shave here?
I have to pluck every like few weeks.
Oh, that's
I'll
hilarious.
Pluck.
No, that's,
yeah.
That's
if I didn't pluck, a woman would never see me.
Really?
I always respected the dudes that kept a little, like Michael Imperioli kind of has the half a unibrow. I'm like, good for him.
And then your hair.
Yeah.
Is it natural or did you get plucked?
Are you kidding?
Well, you could have done a monoscalco and get plugs.
Oh, you mean from Turkey?
Oh, he got plugs?
Yeah, he's got plugs.
Damn.
You see those planes?
I got plugs, too. I'll be in Nashville coming up soon. Birmingham, Chattanooga.
No. You see, like, hordes of men going to Turkey and getting the FUE, the hair transplants, and they really? All go home. And the whole plane has like is, like, dudes with, like, diapers on their heads.
Oh,
from,
wow.
Like, because, you know, it's bleeding.
They're called Muslim. Okay. Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's
baby.
So cheap to get the hair transplants there.
Really?
Yeah.
Are
so
they
if
good,
you
though?
Ever, yeah. So if you, you know, I know you wanted beard transplants, yeah. So like maybe Turkey might be it for you.
Yeah, I'm going to do beard. I'm going to do it now.
You need a new beard?
I can't grow
a beard. I saw Santino was doing a great job.
But I can't grow a full beard like a normal. Like I can't do what you're doing.
Really? Well, but you look good the way it is.
I like, know. I want to look like.
I like the little Hitler stash you got going on. I think it's great.
No, I want to look like Grizzly Adams.
Really? You want like a big beard?
Yeah, I want to look like I've been out in the forest, and I also kind of want to look. See, it's just I think with my face it'll look good. Change the look?
Mm.
No. Okay.
You're cute like this.
I need to change my look, man. I think it's gonna help me. I may get chest implants.
You want like titties?
No, hair.
Oh.
Like I can't, look at.
Just tits, he wants.
Nothing.
Yeah, but
look at yours. Tom Selleck.
I'm hairy.
No, I like it. Don't you think that's a good look with the Hawaiian shirt? That's a good look.
That is good.
You know what? I can only wear it in like California. I can't wear this shit in New York.
Really?
It'd just be weird.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw the show, I was like, I'll throw it in my LA bag.
Oh, do you have an LA clothing?
I don't, but I was like, you know.
Yeah.
People have seen me in enough Knicks t-shirts. So yeah. I can mix it up a little bit.
Is your whole body hairy?
I'm pretty hairy.
But your arms aren't. It's weird.
Yeah, it's not that hairy.
No, at all.
Yeah, I guess not.
But you're like, don't get scared. I feel like you're. I feel like I'm going in a direction that you don't like.
You can talk about my body hair. I'm fine with it. I didn't used to be hairy on my chest, but I went to Turkey and they
did. Oh, they did it.
Yeah, they did a good job.
But are you hairy down below, like a jungle?
I definitely trim the balls.
Okay.
If I didn't, I feel guilty if I. I mean, you're an asshole if you don't trim a little.
Yeah.
You know, if a woman goes down there and there's a. Also, what man wants a bush?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like shaving mine too.
You like it?
I do love it. I like shaving completely bald.
Really?
Yeah, it's strange.
It's strange. I like the bumps.
So you have
the razor burns?
I like the razor burns.
What?
Yeah.
That might be an explanation. Your next hookup. I like bumps. Okay.
Because it's like it's got like a chicken pox kind of vibe to it. You know,
a little braille.
It's herpes, baby.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I saw you on Raya too.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't match with you.
Yeah, I mean,
wait,
no, but
you should have swiped on me.
How do you see him? Oh, like close by?
Yeah, close by.
Oh.
Okay, because I didn't see girls on mine.
No, I was at the cellar and he was there and I was on Raya and I saw him on it.
Oh, okay.
Like, would you like if you saw me and I met you wouldn't match with me?
Just I don't choose men on there.
I understand that, but as a funny joke.
As a joke, we're like we're gay.
No, but
it's a joke.
But that'd be funny. It's like you connected. Like I was hoping that when I did press it.
This
really?
Is getting weird. You go from talking about his pubes to saying I saw you in Raya, wink, wink. What's going on?
I was like,
with
you?
He's nice to me. That's why.
And
no.
And
it's endearing.
Oh, you too, man. You're a nice guy. I don't get why she left. I think you're great.
It's not a sexual thing. It was a funny thing. It's like, what if I press this and then we connected?
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Are you seeing somebody now?
Kind of. Early stages. We'll see. Yeah. Early stages, yes.
Exciting.
Yeah. It's great.
You have feelings?
I think we'll start a podcast together and then break up and she'll move in. It's a good idea. Yeah, no, early stages. We'll see where it goes.
It's funny. I haven't felt that. Have you yet?
Yeah.
Whoa, that hurts.
You're seeing someone?
Yeah, but hang on 1 second. A girl just broke up with you. What are you talking about? You were seeing her consistently for... He's so full of shit, Sam. Never believe a word that comes out of this man's mouth. He just got broken up with.
Insane.
Really? How long were you with her?
So you're in a romance right now?
I like a boy.
Where?
And he likes me back.
Ooh, it burns.
That's my favorite song from the 90s. I Like a Boy. He likes me back. Is that Mandy Moore? Who did that?
Yeah. Like so you do like him, he likes you back?
Yeah, but I think the problem is that like I'm so scarred and so unready that I can't imagine being
scarred by what?
I can't imagine being someone's girlfriend yet. Like some being called someone's girlfriend is like.
But does he want it?
Yes, 100%.
Oh man, woo!
But
woo!
So we
is this easy for you to talk to each other about?
Sam, again, he's full of shit because he knows this information. He's known about it for weeks. He's pretending right now.
Mm. Well, I think you're a damn fine actor, and I think you're not going to get fired from that TikTok China COVID. You're bringing the heat right now.
Yeah.
Don't fucking pretend it.
No, but
you.
I didn't know it was like these feelings. You know what I mean?
Of course, there are feelings. It's been months. It's been a couple months.
Can we get a glass? I need a glass. And all this dating.
No, stuff. But why is that a why?
Wait, Sam, when your last relationship ended, like, was it hard for you because like, you guys were like, or did you try to keep it as discreet as possible?
I mean, you can't keep it like completely discreet because we were public about right. dating. But I mean, no, I mean, I don't think we were on bad terms ever, so that helps. When you break up and you don't like hate the person, you know, I wouldn't keep doing a podcast.
Do you talk to her still or no?
There's check-ins.
All right.
I think that's like how the young kids are doing it. Like, there's. You know, you check in every once in a while. And
yeah.
Someone,
yeah.
Anyone else want some of this?
You know, I'll take a little bit.
Wow. Well, but you're due to go back on the sauce.
I can smell it, though. Let me smell it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can smell it. Yeah. Smell it. Oh, my God. It smells so good.
Healthy here. To do?
What? You can smell it. Yeah. I had a pie the other day that was infused with alcohol.
Okay. You know Cheers. I
mean? So tell me how this happened. You and Mark are like...
We made some booze together, Mark Norman and I, bodegacatwhiskey.com. You can order it.
Oh, that's so good.
I know. It's a good whiskey, and we're getting it. You can get it in stores in California now. Liquor stores have it.
Wow.
California, in Texas, Kentucky, New York's been a pain in the ass, but we'll get there.
I love the blue. I love everything Bodega about Cat, the labeling.
Baby. Yeah, so it's fun.
It's so pretty.
That's smooth.
Yeah, it's really good.
Now,
really good.
Does that, like, if, because I don't know much about, like, if you don't drink that for 100 years, a bottle, does it age well? Whiskey?
Has to be in a barrel, I think.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. It,
you know how sometimes they do that, like, well, you know, this bourbon.
I think wine is different. I think wine it would work that way, but maybe not 100 years. You wouldn't probably want to go that long. But whiskey, yeah, if it's in a barrel, I think it's different than just the bottle, you know?
Oh, so this won't, if I put this in my attic.
Yeah.
I don't have one, but.
Yeah.
Or basement. I don't have one either. Shed. Like a whiskey shed.
Yeah.
For like 100 years, it won't, the flavor will be the same.
I would think so, yeah.
But it doesn't go up in price. Like, I got a 100-year-old whiskey. You know how they do that in movies? I don't think.
You know what's cool? The guy who we work with gave me, you've probably met him, Chris Hart.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
I like him, yeah.
He's redheaded out of something?
Yeah. And he would bring me bottles from like the 60s, and they're shaped in like a rectangle. And I was like, why is this a rectangle? He goes, because men would put them in their briefcases. It's like Mad Men shit.
Mm.
Which, by the way, is a show I just recommended to the girl I'm seeing, and... that show was not meant to be binged.
I disagree.
Oh, I love it, but she's like, men are fucking evil, and I'm like, well, you're not supposed to watch 5 seasons in 3 days. I didn't know you're gonna watch Don Draper fuck the entire planet.
Yeah.
Wait, but I just found out this thing about Jon Hamm that I guess was kind of buried for a long time, which is that
don't say anything
he
bad.
Was. I love him.
I'm
the biggest Mad Men fan ever.
He's a nice guy.
And I know, again, he's like my top five, right?
I was in a movie.
Hall Passes.
I was in a movie.
What movie?
But
nobody watched
it. But it's out there anyway, so I want to say it. Like, sure. Apparently he got into a lot of trouble in college because he dragged a man by his testicles with the other end of a hammer in like some hazing incident.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's college.
Yeah.
Well, he's from Missouri. I mean, that's like that's the least biggest crime in that fucking state, right?
I mean. It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like he hazed this guy who like he beat to a pulp and like completely like fucked him up.
And he's still he got marks on his testicles, this guy?
Yeah, but you know this part of the hammer?
Yeah, I know, with the other end. Yeah,
he
yeah.
dragged Ooh. Him by his nuts oh, in some like hazing thing.
Damn.
Wow. And this is all like well documented. This was like a thing. He got arrested for it and everything.
That's Whoa. How we got the part in the show. They're like, we heard you're a madman.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Allegedly.
That's why I don't go, you know, those call, like, I wouldn't have never gotten a fraternity.
Oh my God. It was no.
You're not a guy.
Zero appeal. Zero appeal.
Bullshit. You have haze energy.
No.
He loves to haze.
No.
He's been hazing George for 10 years.
What's hazing mean then?
I think you're like, you know, kind of dictator vibes.
No, it's a defense mechanism, my personality.
Okay.
It's because the world around me is so hostile, I have to protect myself.
Damn,
with
that's
words.
Deep, yo.
You know what I mean? Because you have jock energy, dude.
George
you have bully
Kimmel.
Jock energy, and
George
I had to defend
Kimmel
myself.
With the jock energy.
Yeah, he got robbed, drugged, and robbed in Colombia.
Oh, that's
first
right. That's
day.
Right.
Did you?
He got drugged by Dragon's Breath.
Damn, his hair says white nationalist. But his face says GameStop. I mean,
that's true. You have two things going on. Like in high school, were you a nerd or were you a jockey?
I was kind of neither. I went to a small school in the city, so it was like not our sports sucked anyway. So no kid on this team was like, "Get out of my way, loser." I was like, "You suck too."
Yeah.
You know, so. No, I mean, I play basketball, but our team sucked.
Yeah.
So,
but like, you were on the team.
Yeah, but we, you want to know how fucking bad we were? I remember they were like, we were scrimmaging against a deaf school. And I'm like, are we this bad? Like, by the way, the deaf kids don't hear the whistles. So they just beat the shit out of you.
Wow.
They like really play up the whole deaf thing. Where I'm like, you guys could dial it back a little. You know, I remember I went up for a dunk against one of them and he just yanked my hand down and I hit my head and got a concussion.
Oh, shit.
And they were just like, whatever. And I was like, these fucking deaf kids are mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? They're aggressive in that way.
It was like a game that just didn't count. It was just like, well, you just play a deaf school.
Right.
So I was like, all right.
Is there a blind team?
I don't think we'd beat them either. I think they would.
Oh. I think I could beat a blind team.
Yeah, probably.
Do you ever play basketball?
I've made two hoops in my life.
What? From where? From what? From the three-point line?
No, just I've probably thrown 300 throws. I only made it in twice.
Oh, wow.
Like that, what's that game, Horsey? What's it called?
Horse.
You've said every word wrong so far. Hoops. Made two throws. Horsey.
Yeah, he made two hoops.
I mean, this is terrible. Two hoops.
Yeah. Two hoops.
No, Horsey. Horse.
Yes.
Where you go H-O, you know how it works.
I got it.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And I've never won that game.
I would love to see you.
You would laugh and you would shame me. And
I
then,
wouldn't. Not who shames anyone at horse?
This guy would.
No.
You wouldn't laugh?
No. I would laugh, and I would shame you.
Oh, okay.
You're a comedian. It's funny.
Yeah, I would never play horse with you.
Really?
You and I will never do anything like that. Tennis. Yeah.
I suck at tennis.
Okay, damn it.
Are you good?
I'm okay.
Yeah,
he's good. He's good at hockey, tennis.
Ping pong.
And wrestling.
I could have guessed ping pong.
He's good at swimming. He's a good swimmer.
Yeah, are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, you know, Olympic style.
Right.
I would go to the rec center back in the day in New York. I would go there a lot because it was $150 for the year. It's crazy. You just swim laps. But those pools are so fun. A lot of Asians, by the way. A lot of Asian people. But there's always like these weird, the lanes are overcrowded. So you have to swim around people. There's like a fat lady on a noodle who would go there and you'd have to swim around it. They just float. It's a mess. But
would you have to wait your turn or because there are so many people? Or?
Yeah, no, you just kind of swim around people, circles.
You do?
Yeah.
And that was, you can do that in the wintertime?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's pretty cool.
Really?
$150 for a year and you get access to a pool in New York. That's a good deal.
So you grew up?
In Manhattan.
Ooh.
Yeah. My dad did pretty well.
What was he doing?
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, he did good.
Yeah.
So you had a good upbringing.
It was pretty good. I had a complicated upbringing. My dad who raised me is amazing. My other dad sucked.
Your stepdad?
My stepdad is who raised me. He's great.
He's a lawyer.
Okay. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Your original dad?
He lived right by me, and he was not as cool.
And you never
In what way?
Well, I mean, he left.
Oh.
I mean, but no, he's not like a bad guy. He's just like a bad dad.
But there's,
him leaving was like the greatest gift ever because he would have been a horrible dad.
But at the time when he left, how old were you?
I had never met him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so you were born, he was never around.
No. The story I heard from my mom is that she was rolling me in a stroller once, you know, as a baby, and she just ran into him on the street. That's New York. And she was like, this is Sam. And he was like, looks like you, and just walked on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
cold
God.
Cold dude.
That's so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, But then I met him later in life, and I was like, he's all right. He's not, like, horrible. He's just, you know.
Did he have a family after that?
He had another son who he did raise, and they don't talk either, so.
Mm. Oh, so it's one of those.
So as if that's a social experiment, it's like, maybe it's you. But yeah. But I would run into him on the street, and that was a weird part. It's like, because he lived in artist housing for a while, so I would see him just on the street, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe, is that, you think that's the root of why you want to tell jokes? I mean, there's a thing that we have to prove to whatever, this fictional thing, right? That, you know, we
I am
we
worth matter. It.
Yeah, that, I mean, I'll be real. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I totally agree. And I think that combined with that, you know, my mom married a man who became my dad and who legally adopted me, like, you know, not like an orphanage, but the term is legal adoption, which is a fucking stupid term, but, you know, because illegal adoption is kidnapping. But, but, you know, he took me to court, did the whole thing, you know, and it was like, you're my son now, and so it was like a blended family. So
what, there's black people in there?
Yeah, black, Asian, Hispanic.
Are you being real?
No.
Oh,
it's a term when it's not.
Mom be a Pharaoh?
No. Yes, and Woody Allen punched me.
Yeah.
No, but so I had a brother and sister from his side. So it's like when that happens, there's some. There's some weird tension when a family blends like that. So I think me being the youngest and me not knowing how weird that was, I was just constantly trying to crack jokes. So I think it's that combined with that is where I'm like, oh, I have to be talking.
Yeah. Know? That's interesting. It's just like the Brady Bunch in a weird way.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Your mom brought you. There was no other kid biological. You don't have a biological brother or sister.
I have a half brother somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
I never met him. Yeah.
Yeah, you never met him?
No.
Did you want to?
Well, I remember I brought it up to my biological father once. I was like, oh, I'd love to meet him. He goes, yeah, you know, I floated that. He didn't really bite. And I was like, all right, never mind. I'm not going to force the issue.
Wow. I almost feel like he would say that so you wouldn't share war stories with.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Maybe a couple more Netflix specials and he'll reach out.
That's how
it usually works.
I mean, don't you want to know like what he looks like if he looks like
He does look a little like me.
Yeah.
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 And what if like you guys are similar in many ways, you know what I mean? Sense of humor or whatever.
Well, that's the fucked up thing is like, you know, you could have the nature versus nurture debate, but then I meet my biological father and we have the same mannerisms and you're like, that's fucked up.
Wow.
Never even having met him.
Wow. You know? Does he look kind of like you, like tall?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's old as shit. He's like 88.
Oh, wow.
When he and my mom... I want to say hooked up. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't ask.
Yeah.
Like, I feel weird asking my mom because, you know, she's my mom. I love her. I don't want to, you know, I had friends who would be like, did you know, you're an accident. And you're like, yeah. We're like, well, raw dog or unplanned. I'm like, yeah, I don't broach that with my mother. So I love her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I don't know exactly what happened. But maybe she'll hear about it on this podcast and we'll have the conversation. But yeah, that was.
Would you, if your biological dad, ask for money, would you give it to him?
No. Why would I give him money?
No, just, he's calling you.
Yeah.
What's his, can I just say?
Bob.
Bob?
I don't want to say it on the, I'll say it backwards, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Hey, it's your dad, Bob. What do you say is your dad?
No, I say he's Bob.
Hey, it's Bob. I'm in a pinch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, and son, I know that you're doing well, you know. I need $5,000 in a jiffy or, you know, I'm going to get evicted. Would you do it?
Damn. Maybe.
I think you would.
If it's about being evicted, yeah, probably.
Now, your half-brother calls. Yeah. Never met him before.
Yeah.
I know I don't know you, but I'm in a pinch. I need $5,000.
At this rate, I'm going to be fucking broke. if you keep bringing people out of my life, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably.
You would do it.
I hope he's not fucking listening. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a rule. I do it once. Mm. You can tap it once and then never ask again.
But what about, but it could be any number?
Ooh.
I think the most I've paid somebody was $10,000.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Damn.
And then this person asked
Bob, if you're listening, Bobby will give you $10,000 and I'll give you $5,000. So he's the answer here.
But then this person asked again.
Yeah.
Years later. And I said, the money I gave you is not a loan. It's yours. But so you don't have to pay me back. But don't ask. I'm not going to give you any more money.
Did the person have a drug problem or just?
No. They just financial, you know, hardships. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I, you know, I feel bad, but because I've had too.
How close are you to this person?
Not that close. I mean, I grew up with them, but not that close.
That's a problem when you're not close to the person. If it's a close friend, you're like, yeah, if it's my close friend, I'll do nearly anything for a close friend.
Oh, so if Mark asked.
Well, if Mark asks, I know he's been reckless as fuck with his money. Mark is the cheapest motherfucker I've ever met.
Oh, really?
I mean, he just won't spend money on it. He's the dude, he's like Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah. He'll, like, walk into a place, he'll walk up to someone eating and be like, you gonna finish that? And I'm like, no, really? Mark, you have way more money than the person you're taking food
Santino's
from.
Santino's like that.
Is he?
Yeah, he, because he grew up poor, so he's just very, like, strict with his money, you know.
I've
what I
seen
mean?
His car though, he's doing all right.
Yeah, the growing up poor thing is not the reason why people become this way.
That's a good point. Well, I've seen a lot of people grow up, I mean, have you seen every person who grew up on that show, athletes who went broke, they grew up poor, you know?
Yeah, because yeah. I would argue and say that people who are poor are actually more generous because they understand the idea of sharing a little bit better than the other types who grew up more affluent, I think.
You think?
Yeah, because my family, like, I think some of my family in the Philippines, like, live in abject poverty. And I would say they're one of the most generous people, like, ever. Like, they'll be like, keep eating, Sam. You want more food? You want this? And they don't even have it, but they just want to always do that. So
right.
I think that's wrong. That comes from something
else. I don't
else
know.
That
I don't,
I'm
no, I'm not
out.
Saying that Andrew, no, Andrew's one of my best friends in the whole world. I love him so much. And I think he's a
just economical.
He's a generous guy, right? I just feel like if I called and I said, I need 20 grand, he would give it to me. He would give me 50 grand.
Yeah, I think so too.
But there would, but attached to it would be a talking to. Like, yeah. Hey, come on, man. You got to be better with your money, man. You know
that's,
what I mean?
I think that's fair.
That's, yeah. You think that's fair?
Yeah. I think if you're going to loan someone that kind of money.
50K?
Yeah. You should be allowed. if you give someone that kind of money, you should be like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Here's the money.
Yeah. He's a great guy. I mean, I'm sure you feel this about Mark. I'm just blessed to have a guy like him because it's like he, you know, he's ride or die.
Yeah. He loves you.
Yeah. I like Andrew a lot.
Yeah. He's a ride or die guy. And, I'm just, you know, I look at him and, you know, when he says, I love you, it's, I just feel it. It's real, you know,
yeah.
What I mean? And I feel the same way. but, you know, he gets grouchy.
When he says, I love you, you feel it in your little bunk when he's in the back of the
master bedroom,
lounging like a king.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, you do get better sleep in those bunks than that back area is bullshit, I think.
Yeah, because he has to sleep diagonally.
Oh, I don't like that.
Because he's so tall and it's like he has to sleep in an angle.
Yeah, that doesn't
from
go.
Corner to corner.
It's just like, you know, those planes, like certain planes, like in first class, you have to face the other way when the plane is mm-hmm. taking off.
What?
Chairs are backwards.
Yeah, the chairs are backwards. So the plane is going this way, but you're facing backwards. It feels all wrong in the same way that back of the bus room.
Well, you've been on a plane where you're
with flying, you, with you, Bobby.
Flying backwards.
We've faced backwards while the plane was taking off this way. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I literally don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. So it's like this. So Sam is in front of us.
Yeah.
We're facing Sam.
Are you really not getting this?
No, I'm not. I've never been a flight where I'm
yes,
staring
we were.
At somebody.
It was back from Maui back to LA. It was a nighttime flight. We were facing this way.
Yeah.
And the other two people in first class were facing our way, but the plane was going. The head of the plane was this
oh,
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that was so hard to understand.
I know. I just didn't even know
what you said. Did you get that?
No, yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I just had to visualize it. That's all.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I met a girl the other day. She said that she can't. No, not love. Not love.
What is it?
You have feelings?
No, I don't.
Let me ask you the same question.
No, I have no.
Is it mutual?
I have no feelings for anybody.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Sam.
Yeah. I have no feelings for. Well, although.
Oh my God.
I have to say one thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
When we were in what town was it? Not Tacoma.
You don't
Spokane.
Even remember where she's from.
Spokane.
It's Spokane.
Yeah.
Spokane.
Spokane.
So there's a tea shop there. Okay.
Oh, I know exactly where you were.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah. It's downstairs like a tea bar.
Yeah.
You do?
I'm thinking of Atticus. Maybe it's a different
place. Okay.
Yeah.
But a tea bar, yeah. And we see a woman. She's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm just kind of struck by her beauty.
Okay.
Right? She starts the conversation.
Ooh.
Right? Oh, so what are you guys in town? You guys are local, huh? You know what I mean? We're like, oh, yeah, we're on a tour.
But she works there?
Yeah, she works there.
Okay.
Very nice lady. And I was there with Jesse Johnson. And we're talking, having a conversation. And I just out of nowhere, I go, do you know how, like, the enterprises run with dilithium crystals?
Okay.
And then she's like, huh? And I go, yeah. I mean, and also those tubes, you know what I mean? You know how they get around this enterprise? They're called the Jeffries tubes. And, like, they're an emergency. And she just kind of walked away.
Yeah.
Right. And I
almost left the podcast.
I know.
I was like,
and I completely lost her. And Jesse goes, you're just
bad at it.
You know what you should have said? Hey, we're doing a comedy show in Spokane. I know you got nothing better to do because you're in fucking Spokane. Yeah, come to my show tonight. It'll be really fun.
No, she had a son, so she had to do something with her son.
Would you date a single mommy?
Her, I would.
Because she's that hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy. Which is, you know how sometimes you like see a woman and she's single and you're like, and her husband left them or whatever, and you're like,
you want to be the hero.
How?
Oh yeah, I love miserable women. When a woman is like not depressed, I'm confused.
Yeah.
If she's like really happy, I'm like, is she fucking dumb or something? I don't understand. But if she's like miserable, I'm like, this chick fucking gets it. There's something about it.
I totally understand.
Right.
But to a degree.
Look, it where at first you're like, man, she sees the world in a nuanced way, and then like a month in, you're like, do you smile ever?
Yeah. I kind of want to be the knight in shining armor.
I know you do. You really love that. You want to pluck someone from.
You show
up
on your pony. You save the day.
Oh, you fucking so many.
That's
callbacks.
Your fantasy, right? Some girl from like a podunk town who knows nothing about
that's
anything.
That's not what it is.
You've told us on this podcast
as a joke. I don't want like a hillbilly.
The girl who's like, "What's sushi?"
No, that's ridiculous.
He's like, "Well, let me tell you."
Yeah. No. But I do want to, you know. I mean,
nothing he ever said or did kind of like fully impressed me, and I think he wants to fully impress somebody. Because I'm from LA, like I've, you know,
she couldn't impress her with anybody.
That's a tough thing to say, though. If I was with a woman who's like, nothing you said impressed me, that would hurt.
Well, like for example, he'd be like, I want to take you to this really good restaurant, and I was, you know, he wants a girl to be like, is it Applebee's? And he wants that kind.
What's
of
like a good restaurant that you take her to?
Oh, I would take them to probably like Boa or something.
Nobu.
Yeah, something like fancy. That. Yeah.
You're not impressed by that?
I grew up here.
Oh, okay.
No, and she's a fancy girl.
No, but I grew up here in LA.
Yeah, even when I remember when she saw me perform, like when we're
that I was impressed by.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, was it impressive?
Yeah, because it was you followed Chris Rock. It was an Oscars weekend, and I thought you were. You absolutely crushed that night.
Oh,
and I was like, holy shit, Bobby Lee's like.
But I love Bobby's act, but it's no Nobu. I mean, let's.
Yeah, I did date a girl though. Went on one date with this girl. She went to the improv to see me perform.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I go, "What'd you think?" She goes, "I don't find you funny."
What?
She said that.
That's like almost a gift, though. You're like, "Fuck you." I don't.
Yeah. But it's
wait,
like,
could you date a girl who didn't? Think.
No, right?
No, of course.
Yeah.
It's my job. I mean, if you don't love, that'd be tough. If you didn't like, because I'd want to bring you on the road occasionally if I'm never home, and then I look to the left of the stage and you're just like,
Oh my God. That is something that, okay, I'm wrong. You always impressed me. When you were on the road and we went together, there was never a time that I wasn't like in awe of you.
Yeah, but also if I didn't do bad.
You never did.
Like, but with this girl, if I ate it, I'd be like, we just got a different show, whatever. But I thought I did okay.
Yeah.
And still she was like, nah.
Do you think she was just trying to be like
Nathan for you, she says.
Well, okay.
That's a different thing.
I know. She goes, I like Nathan for you and I like Sacha Baron Cohen. Like, no, they're not stand-up.
She sounds like a fucking idiot. I mean, it's like saying like, it's like going to see a comedy movie and you're like, I like The Favorite. And you're like, that's a different genre. That's not the same type of movie.
Yeah.
And you followed Rock and you did well. I mean, I love following someone like Rock because it's like the crowd's in such a good mood. They just saw Chris Rock. Everyone thinks that's a hard spot, but it's like the best spot.
It is the best spot, yeah. I mean, I used to do it after, Rogan's a little hard sometimes.
Is he?
A little bit, you know what I mean? But it feels good to survive after like a thunderous performance.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel good? Like I got it. I didn't look like a fool.
Yeah,
like,
Rock is, I just saw, I was at the Knicks game last week and I saw Rock and he just walks up to you and he goes, comedian.
Yeah.
I'm like, is Chris Rock Mark Norman? What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
But is Will Smith really suing him?
No.
That's what I saw. Yes. No. I pull it up.
Is he really?
Or what? Yes.
I didn't make this up.
Oh, his face hit his palm?
I mean, Rock's jokes on Will Smith were fucking great.
Hilarious. Oh,
maybe
so good.
Maybe that's why he's suing. Can you sue for jokes?
No.
Oh, apparently Chris Rock won a $40 million lawsuit against Will Smith.
For what?
I think for defamation.
Yeah, but didn't Will Smith actually sue him though? Like that's what they could, like 2 weeks ago. That's what I read.
That whole thing is so insane, man. It's like they're both performers. It's like me. Also, can I just say something? They're both black. Is that a thing?
That two people can be black? Yeah.
No, that's not. No, no, no. But I'm just saying, like, it's like, you know, when I had the beef when me and Ken Jeong almost got in a fist fight.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought you actually did.
Well, he attacked me and I dodged his, you know what I mean?
They got into it like physically.
Why'd he attack you?
You have to say it.
Because I was on his top 15 in MySpace and he deleted me from the top 15.
And he put Judd Apatow.
He put Judd Apatow and Will Ferrell and all these.
No, well, those are trades that win you the pennant though right there. You gotta make that, you gotta make that move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he had, and I gave him shit about it and he had enough.
How did you say it? Like, hey, Ken, why?
Oh,
you
big need- Mr. Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, oh, moving on up. You know what I mean? And then he just was going through a bad thing.
Oh, wow.
But I'm just saying, like, and then.
Are you guys cool now, though?
Yeah, we're cool now. But I'm saying that, like, you know, we're both Korean dudes. We just shouldn't
Are
be
you
doing
cool,
that.
Though? Because he won't do the podcast.
No, he won't. He won't. And I, because. When I asked,
because we reached out recently and it was a politely declined.
Yeah, no, he won't.
Wow.
Yeah, I can give you a lot of guys that
who else won't do this.
But you're friends with them outside of this.
Outside of this, we're fine. It's just they won't do it.
Who won't come on?
Maniscalco.
Why?
I don't know.
Are we too dirty though?
He might be too dirty for his brand.
He did ours, but he zoomed in.
Oh yeah, that's not really doing it.
Yeah, he's the only guy we ever had Zoom in, and we're like, we can't do that again.
Yeah, because it's so hard to do it Zoom.
He just was like, I'm not coming to New York, and Mark was like, we should still have him. I was like, I mean, I don't trust Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if it's like a sports show and everyone zooms in, it's like, who gives a shit? But for comedy, you got to be in the room,
dude. I feel even like when they do call in radio.
Yeah,
I don't do them.
Yeah,
they go, you got to call in radio. I'm not doing it because it's gonna not help. Because I'm funnier in the room. I can make fun of somebody. You know what I mean? I can know when someone's done talking. We can feel the pauses and the rhythm in a room.
Zoom feels very COVID right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all right,
have you been denied?
Denied?
Like having a guest? Like we asked a guest and they said no?
I'm trying to think. I mean, we've had like, never like in person, but I'm trying to think who like, we've had a couple people like on the line and then they're like, they don't respond.
Yeah.
Do you just cold DM them?
I don't. We have a producer. I would be too embarrassed, I think.
Yeah. I've had to do it and I hate it. It's the worst thing to
do. We had Hank Azaria on the line and I was kind of pumped to have him just because I'm like, I love The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love Brockmire. That guy's great, but he kind of, we push hard for Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
Just because we're like, who's a better drunken story? Like our podcast is We Might Be Drunk. Let's get Charlie Sheen. That guy's got tails.
Yeah. You know? But he might go like, don't talk about the AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. He might have a list of things like,
well, I'm happy not to talk about it.
Tiger blood or
whatever. Although I'm gonna be like, don't talk. We sit down, Mark's like, AIDS.
Probably.
God damn it.
Probably.
Now he was someone we wanted, but yeah, I mean, like comics always come on. It's like the more obscure guests where it's a
no problem. Comics for me won't even come on.
Who won't come on?
I don't want to call them out. You know,
this is the most fun podcast.
Oh, thank you.
It really, I mean, like, who won't come on?
We can bleep it.
Bleep
them out.
We'll just bleep it. Like more.
Oh, really?
Oh well, she doesn't do any podcasts.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. She won't go on.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But you know, there are ones that are down, and that's cool. You know, I think I'm a specific kind of brand, and I'm not gonna flow. You know what I mean? Like, I would never ask Randall Park. I think he'd just say no.
We'll give it a try.
You know what's weird? It's like the Asian shit with you.
What do you mean?
It's like, why is it only the Asian people that won't come on here?
I honestly think that because I noticed it on this tour. You know, you get, you know, out of thousands of people, we'll get 20 Asians, right?
Wow. No way.
I'm being
That's
real.
That's not true.
100%.
A Tiger Belly show was like...
But in Seattle, you got a lot. But maybe there aren't a lot in, you know, Nashville.
Oh. Okay. Well, that,
yeah. All right, man.
No, but still, I think that in some places, you know what I mean? I go, you know, Joe Coy would like be 50% Asian here. And I'm 5%. I think that, and then during the meet and greets, you can just tell they're more like me. You know what I mean? They have an eyebrow missing. You know what I mean? There's, you know what I mean? Something's going on. You know what I mean? They have a walk. You know what I mean? Or a limp or something. You know what I mean? There's something going on where they're like, oh, this is my people.
For sure.
I don't get like shirt tucker Asians. You know what I mean? Like, I'm an accountant.
Yeah, but what Joe Coy has in his favor is that, like, Filipinos just get behind other Filipinos, like, 1,000%. Like, wherever Joe Coy is, I can promise
Would
you.
Would Joe Coy come on here?
Yeah, he's done it a couple of times.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
But 100% of the Filipinos in whatever town he's at, they're going to be at his show.
Yeah. I think the Asians that I've done at our podcast are the ones I liked.
All Filipinos, probably.
No, on Tiger Bell, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, no, we got Awkwafina. We got Daniel
Yes,
DeKim.
Yeah,
we've gotten the ones that,
Ronnie
Chang. Ronnie Chang. And
that's my buddy. Yeah, I love Ronnie.
Love that guy. Yeah.
He's so funny.
He complains.
Yeah.
He loves to complain, that guy.
I love
him. We've got issues.
We play ball together sometimes. I love Ronnie.
Basketball?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. He can't be good.
He's all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I would love to play him in a sporting event. And have
and I would the love fact to that win. You just said sporting event, you're gonna lose. I would love to take him in a match of some sort.
Yeah. But
he's in that new movie Megan. He fucking kills it.
Dude, that movie was surprisingly good.
He's so funny in it. Dude.
Yeah,
is it good?
Yeah
Megan
good.
Was good.
I liked it.
Yeah,
it's campy and funny. It's a good movie.
I want to see it then.
Yeah,
I didn't like Cocaine Bear.
I didn't see it.
Wait, really?
I didn't like it.
We watched it together.
Yeah, we are. I drifted.
Wait, that's recent. So you guys still like hang out outside?
He comes
of this.
Over at night. We watch movies and.
Wow, this is the weirdest shit I've ever. I've never. I don't think I talked to any of my exes.
Really?
I don't. And you guys literally
but
talk
Sam, like,
every week.
10 years we were together. A decade.
No, I get that.
Yeah, and also I view her as family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like her mom and her sister.
And he's really close to my family.
Her family, yeah. So
I think it's just different when. I think we nailed the friendship down. That's what we did in our relationship.
I hear that.
I'm not trying to sighing.
Yeah.
Why are you sighing? Cocaine bear. Finish.
No,
what
I don't want to do cocaine bear. You know.
Why do you get so down, Bobby?
Yeah.
I think because I don't have anybody. Right.
You're gonna find someone.
All right.
You come to New York. We're gonna find you someone. Dude.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the only guy, huh? That's on my side.
I'm on your fucking side, dude.
No, I can tell when I was at the cellar a couple times that you're the.
I can tell you're a good dude.
You're on my fucking side.
And we're gonna find you someone.
And I think that you and Mark should go on tour together.
We might. Problem is, yeah, we will at some point.
It would
maybe.
Kill it. You could double the audience.
Really?
Yeah, that's what. Like,
I feel like we have a big crossover, though.
Yeah, but no, you wouldn't. Like when we played Phoenix Saturday night, I could probably sell maybe 1,500 seats. But we sold 4,000 seats together.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? And it's like when you're together, you know what I mean? It just, there's, believe it or not, there's probably a faction of people. I mean, even the meet and greets, I've had people go, I just want to take a photo with Bobby. And then I've had many guys go, can I just do one with Andrew?
Okay.
And I don't take it personally because those are his fans. Mm. But they all come out, you know what I mean, to support their guy. And then there's a lot of cross, probably mostly cross.
Yeah.
But then we have our individual, like I had people wear Whiskey Ginger t-shirts. I've had people wear Tiger Belly t-shirts and you get across and we're pooling our resources together to, you know what I mean, do this thing. So I think it's beautiful.
Who goes on first and said, do you switch it up?
Every other. Yeah.
That's smart.
It sucks.
Why?
Because, you know, when you do a podcast with somebody that's really good, it's just hard.
Yeah, but that's good.
You
want someone to make. I mean, I bring Gary Veeder to open my shows, and he's so fucking funny. It's like when you have someone who's that, he's a little fucking cunt at times. we're literally all he cares about is like he just wants to get his 25 minutes over with so we can get a good meal. Like all he does is like scan restaurants. We're in Phoenix, and I'm sick as I'm dying. I'm so sick. I should have canceled the gigs, but I'm so sick.
A flu or something?
I had some. Yeah, I was just. Soup. I'm doing this. Luckily, this is how
theater
I
theater or stand up live.
This was last year was stand up live.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so sick for the shows. I should have canceled them, but I was like, I also looking back, I'm like, I don't like I won't cancel really. So, I'm doing the shows and just collapsing on the couch. Like he's laughing at me. I'm so fucking sick. I'm getting up and I'm like, I remember you ever over pour tea? And then you pick it up and you're like, oh fuck. And I'm just burning my hand. I'm like, and he's just pointing and laughing at me. And then all he does as I'm dying sick on the fucking couch, he's just like, we were supposed to go to Pizzeria Bianco.
Oh, that's a
place. That's a great place.
The nice. Best pizzeria.
Yeah.
I know,
on the West Coast.
I'm literally hanging on by a thread. I'm like, I'll fucking pay for you to go there. I'm dying, you prick.
Bianco's the fucking best, bro.
Is that your favorite pizza?
It's great. Good.
It's great.
It's great. But it's great. Not the best.
New Haven pizza is the best pizza. I hate to say
In Phoenix?
No, in Connecticut.
In Connecticut?
It's the best pizza in the country.
I mean, did New Haven get a Netflix documentary?
Did Pizzeria Bianco? I'm telling you, like Pepe's and Sally's and all.
What's that restaurant show that we like?
Chef's Table.
Chef's Table.
It's good.
Did 4 episodes on pizzerias, and one of them's fucking Bianco.
I'm gonna go there. I also love those cook. I watch all those cooking shows, even though like Bobby Flay. I saw him at the Knicks game the other day, and I was like, fucking Bobby Flay. Yeah, I know. There's something about, but like that show is literally just, if you ever watch it, it's literally. One judge is like an executive chef, and the other judge is just a chick he's fucking. He'll be like, and the chef at Nobu and a young actress with a dream.
Yeah.
He's and then Chopped. I love Chopped. I love all those cooking. They're just mindless. Where you realize like all these chefs are the most damaged fucking people. They all have like gang tattoos. You know,
chefs really are like
they're artists.
They're artists.
They really are. They're madmen.
I love them.
But they're so good. I mean, you can tell when you're at a great restaurant.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
So let's suppose you were dating a girl for 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And everyone knows.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're public.
Yeah, but they were public, too.
I know, but just hear me out, okay? Mm. And 10 years, and your friends are liking her on Raya, wanting to date.
Oh, like my friends are liking her, you mean?
Yeah.
We're matching on Raya.
Yeah,
that would be difficult.
It's not difficult. Don't you think that that's a boundary that they shouldn't cross?
I don't think you should be friends with them.
Ooh, interesting.
Why? Name names.
Oh, I will.
Who?
We can bleep them out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. We're not going to.
Yeah, I will. And we'll bleep them, all right? Who? We'll fucking bleep them, all right? He's been on our podcast once or twice.
Who are we talking about? There's several.
Ken Jeong.
No.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Yeah. Ken Jeong.
Okay. I met him a long time. I did Jim Norton's radio show with him like years and years ago. And I was like, they were like, do you want to take a picture with him? I was like, oh, no, it's all right. And they were like, take a picture with him. And I was like, and then he thought I was like some fanboy. I was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Who, any others?
Who else? Oh, what's the black guy's name?
Well, hold on. I got this
here. He had his own talk show.
You're not really friends with him.
But I started with him. I've known him for 20 years.
Yeah.
Have him do the podcast.
And confront him. Right. I just find it to be weird behavior. That's all.
But you know, we don't actually match or talk or anything.
You see that they like you.
Yeah.
And then you don't reply back.
Yeah, because comics are just out of my...
Thank you. And thank you for having that boundary.
Yeah, I'll never date another comic. I don't think it's a good
idea. You don't
think
so?
No, never. No, it's not a... It's just not... It's not smart.
What's that like? Because I know your ex was also like a comic. Sarah was a stand-up. Like, what is the dynamic there when...
Well, I think in your case, you know, you were dating somebody that was like at your level,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
The hard part is when you're dating somebody that's just started. Right?
Yeah, so imagine, I would never do that.
Yeah, imagine somebody like, I'm doing open mics, but you're like attracted to them and you like them.
Yeah.
You know at one point... there's gonna be lines that are crossed, and you're gonna be like calling, you know what I mean, or giving them advice, or calling somebody for a gig, or you know what I mean, or you have to have them open for you.
Yeah, that's, I think
that's hard.
Both being headliners is important, or both being lower is important. You know, like if the opening for the other person, sure, it's nice, you know, but like it's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's not healthy to have a power dynamic like that. I don't think that's smart.
Right.
But I would never do it again. Not that it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I didn't have good times, but I just think it's not. No, I just think two headshots in a relationship can lead to trouble. I think that's.
So tell me, you want to promote your dates?
Yeah. Birmingham, Memphis, Nashville, Portland, Maine, Mashantucket, Connecticut. I think that's Mohegan Sun or Foxwoods. I don't even fucking remember. Lots of stuff coming up. I said Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chattanooga, Knoxville, Denver, Santa Fe, San Antonio, Houston, all over the South, and a ton of stuff. I can't remember all of it, but a ton of stuff coming up.
Sam, you know, I hear things on the road and, you know, getting people.
It was consensual, okay?
No. No, I want to say a compliment. Yeah. I want to go, you're really on the rise.
Oh,
you're
thank
like,
you.
No, man. I'm being real. And, you're like the future, you and Mark and that generation. You guys are so good.
Thank you, man.
And inspires me to write, and it inspires me to keep going. It's just a pleasure to have you here, man.
Dude, I love seeing you. Love doing this. And you're one of the funniest, truly.
Thank
so.
You, buddy. Give Sam Morril a round of applause. Love you so much.
Thanks for the bottle. We get to the bottle, right?